Gold Centre Victoria, Paul McCartney and Wings, Live and Let Die on the home stretch. Thanks to Bendigo Outdoor Power Equipment. Be kept up to date with all the information through their Facebook page. Each and every Thursday around this time, we talk all things fishing. And joining us tonight is, or this afternoon, is Shane Stephen. Shane, how are you doing?
I'm going good, thank you, Daniel.
That's good. Plenty to get through, so let's get straight into it. I built it up, so don't let me down. The Golden Tag Competition.
I did hear that just before, Daniel, but unfortunately it pumped its tyres up and we've been let down. No, unfortunately, due to COVID restrictions that are still based around the metropolitan Melbourne area, Golden Tag Competition is still suspended for the time being. So once with all the restrictions are eased throughout the whole of the state, Victorian Fishing Authority will then get the Golden Tag competition up and away. If you do catch one of those Golden Tag fish, you might be a little bit unlucky, I would suggest.
I reckon there might be a little bit of the old Dennis Denuto, maybe. You know, it's the vibe. And I reckon if someone gets... I reckon, because they're still out there. I don't know how you can stop it officially.
No, exactly that. It's just, we won't go there with that because I haven't got the answers.
Nah, fair enough. All right. That's the lawyer hat speaking, obviously, Shane. Fish stockings, there's been an update in those.
Yeah, so they've continued. Last week I mentioned that there's been lots of fish stockings throughout the state of trout and other species. And Jeff Crane was just out at Moorabool Reservoir this morning and run into the boys from Fisheries Victoria, and they released some trout into Moorabool, which consisted of 10,000 rainbow trout and also 8,000 brown trout. So there's some good fishing to be had out at Moorabool over the next couple of years with that those fish being stocked into the reservoir. Now, this is all part of your angling licence fee, so when you go and buy your licence, this is where your money goes into fish stocking. So, it's a good result for us anglers. And we mentioned Moorabool Reservoir is one of the top fishing spots around, certainly around Ballarat anyway. So good fishing to be had, and there'll be more fish stocking as the weeks go on too, Daniel.
We're going to find out where we're going to catch a fish a little later. But just, I guess, maybe, Shane, if you wouldn't mind, obviously the waterways, a little bit of housekeeping, take your rubbish home, all that kind of stuff, just a friendly reminder.
Yeah, absolutely, Daniel. I was disappointed to see on Facebook there last week that someone had posted a whole heap of rubbish, and it was actually residential rubbish or some building materials that had been dumped on the shores of Tullaroop Reservoir. Now, it's very, very close to home, obviously between Ballarat and also Bendigo, and we mention it very, very regularly about how such a good fishery Tullaroop is. And someone's gone and left a heap of rubbish out there. So, but as a timely reminder, just that anywhere you go fishing, you can take all your fishing gear and your drinks and sandwiches and all those things, but make sure you bring home your rubbish because it's a privilege to fish some of our fishery, our waterways, not a right. So we need to do the right thing.
Shane Stephen joins us this afternoon to talk all things fishing, and you've been doing a little bit of research, which I believe is unusual for you. Recreational fishing guides.
Look, I always like to have a bit of a look around what we can talk about as a topic, and I use the Victorian Fisheries website a lot, and today I hopped on and had a look at the recreational fishing guide, and it's for 2021. There's a whole host of information in the guide. You can actually get it off the VFA website. You can get it as a fishing app. You can do it as a PDF, or you can copy into most tackle shops and get a hard copy. In the fishing guide, it gives you lots of information, and it's also done in a few other different languages. So if you're not don't speak English, you can get them that way.
Yep.
So there's rules and regulations. There's a recreational fishing code of conduct. So there's size limits. There's bag limits. There's fishing equipment permitted. There's water restrictions. Size limits, as I mentioned, but there's also specific regulations to particular fish species. So like Murray cod, there's a slot limit, so you can only keep fish between 55 centimetres and 75 centimetres.
Yep.
There's also safety. It's about being a responsible angler, also photographing fish. So there's lots and lots of information in the fishing recreational guide. So you can, as I've mentioned, you can hop on the fisher's website and either download a copy of it, put it on the, your fishing app on your phones, or pop into your angling shop and grab a copy. So well worth looking into, Daniel.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Did you say it was in an app, or you, there is a specific app where you can download it from?
You can, yes, yes. Yep. Download the Recreational Fishing Guide app. Yep. Oh,
there we go. And finally, Shane, if you wouldn't mind, for those who might want to venture out this weekend, because I don't think at this stage the weather doesn't look too bad, which is, you know, surprising for a weekend, because it's normally, you know, out the backyard doing the weeds because the rain has just come down. Where are we going to catch a fish this weekend?
Yeah, well, I didn't take much notice because I'm working. So for those lucky anglers that aren't working this weekend, Lake Wendouree, there was a few fish caught there, even though you only had that two-hour window last weekend. So that was produced a few fish. Tullaroot Reservoir, there's been some nice trout caught up there. Lauriston and Malmesbury Reservoir, for those that do like to chase trout, they're overflowing, and the fish will be mooching in around the edges to feeding on all the flooded out worms and grubs. So there's some places that I would suggest to fish over the weekend, especially if you're chasing trout, Daniel.
Plenty of opportunities there. Hey, Shane, really do appreciate your time this afternoon.
Cheers, Daniel, and we'll catch you soon.
That you will. Shane Stevens there joining us to talk all things fishing on Gold Central Victoria.